clear by the divine. So, you are created in the image of the divine. That means you were created void on one side of the coin and infinite. As long as you are willing to let go of trash and be empty, then immediately what happens is inspiration fills your being and now you are home free. You don't even have to know that you are home free, because most of the time you won't know. Where is it? Where is it? I've been clean. Come on, tell me where it is. I'll work more. Most of the time you won't know. When the intellect gets hooked into being stuck, oh, it gets more stuck. It's what the Hawaiians call, excuse my language, kakai paya. Anybody know what kakai paya means? It means intellectual constipation. One person then asked, but if you have a challenge with another person, are you saying it's me, not the other person, that needs corrected? If you have a challenge with somebody, then it's not with that person, Dr. Hulen declared. It's that memory that's coming up that you are reacting. That's what you have a challenge with. It is not with the other person. Now, I've worked with people who hated their husband or hated their wife. A woman one time said, I am thinking about going to New York. I'll have a better chance. Then I heard the divinity say, well, wherever she goes, that's what goes with her. Dr. Hulen then explained that when someone contacts him for a therapy session, he looks at himself, not the person who called. For example, the other day I got a call from the daughter of a woman who was 92. She said, my mother's had these severe hip pains for several weeks. While she's talking to me, I'm asking this question of the divinity. What is going on in me that I have caused that woman's pain? And then I ask, how is it that I can rectify that problem within me? The answers to those questions come, and I do whatever I'm told. Maybe a week later, the woman calls me and says, my mother's feeling better now. This doesn't mean the problem won't reoccur, because there are often multiple causes for what appears to be the same problem. But I keep working on me, not her. Another person asked about the war overseas. He wanted to know if he was responsible for it. More exact, he wanted to know what Dr. Hulen was doing about it. Oh, I consider myself responsible, Dr. Hulen declared in no uncertain terms. I do the cleaning every day, but I can't say I am going to do the cleaning, and I want that taken care of. Only God knows what can happen. But I'm doing my part, which is to do the cleaning, like clear out hospitals. We don't have a psychiatric hospital for a unit for people who kill people in Hawaii anymore. It ain't there. I have done my part the best I could. Maybe if I had cleaned even more, there would be even better results. I am human, and I do the best that I can. I could see that Dr. Hulen was getting tired, and sensed he wanted to end the evening. It had been a remarkable time for all, but it didn't stop that evening. The next morning, after our evening lecture and dinner, several people had breakfast together, including me, Dr. Hulen, Elizabeth McCall, author of The Tao of Horses, and a few others. Whenever I'm around Dr. Hulen, I begin to get quiet inside. I might be feeling the zero state. I might not. Who knows? But at one point, I had the sudden inspiration to hold a weekend event and call it something like the Manifestation Weekend. I don't know where the idea came from. At least I didn't at the time. Now I know it was an inspiration from divinity. But over breakfast, it felt like a good idea I did not want. I was busy with projects, travels, promotions, fitness contests, and more. I didn't need another to-do item on my plate. I tried to resist the idea. I decided to wait and see if it would just go away. It didn't. It was still in my head 3 days later. Dr. Hulen told me that if an idea is still there after several cleanings, act on it. So I wrote what became my most poorly written email of my entire life and sent it to my database of contacts. To my amazement, one person called and registered for the event 3 minutes after I sent the email out. She must have been sitting there in front of her computer almost waiting to hear from me. The rest of the signups were just as easy. I only wanted 25 people for the event. It was my own self-imposed limitation, simply because I felt I could speak to 25 easier than I could speak to 2,500. Besides, I had never done this seminar before. In fact, I had no idea how to do it. I told Dr. Hulin about the inspiration and my concerns. "My only advice is to not plan," he said. "But I always plan," I explained. "I write out my talks, create PowerPoints, and have handouts. I feel better when I know where I'm going in my talks." "You'll feel better once you trust the divine to take care of you," he countered. "We'll clean on this." By that I knew he meant that because the issue came into his experience, it meant it was something he needed to clear too. Again, everything is shared. Your experience is my experience and vice versa once we are aware of it. I did my best to not plan the event. I gave in to my fears at one point and created a manual to hand out to everyone. But I didn't use it and never looked at it, and no one cared about it. I began the event by saying, "I have no idea what to do at this event." Everyone laughed. "No, really," I said, "I have no idea what to say." They all laughed again. I then proceeded to tell everyone about Dr. Hulin, Ho'oponopono, and how the phrase, "you create your own reality," meant more than they ever thought before. "When someone is in your life that you don't like," I explained, "you created that. If you create your own reality, then you created them, too." The weekend was powerful. Even today, when I look at the group picture of everyone from that event, I feel the love we all shared. You can see this picture at beyondmanifestation.com. But this was only the beginning for me. I still had much to learn.